Welcome to Car Free Conversations. I'm Domenico.
And I'm Sumitra.
This is a podcast where we talk about making the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. And today we have Donna O'Quinn with us. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you guys. Hi. Miss you, Sumitra.
Hi, Donna. Donna is our fellow Car Free St. Pete committee member, and Donna has been on the committee for 2 years now. Or is this our second year?
I'm rolling off in a few months. But she said it's been 3 years. I would have said two as well.
Yeah. So it has been 3 years for me as well.
Well, you can round up if you feel like it. On our show. Before we start talking about the talky stuff, we want to play a little game called Would You Rather? It's not hard. Don't worry. There's no points. We don't kick you off if you get things wrong. It's literally, we are going to name two activities. And these are local activities that you can do here in St. Pete. And you're going to tell us which one you would rather do.
Okay.
All right. Sumitra, you want to get us started?
Sure. The first one is weekend activity. Spend the day at the beach using the Sunrunner or in downtown Tampa using the Cross Bay Ferry.
Ooh. Downtown Tampa using the Cross Bay Ferry, because that great. Is the coolest, especially if you book your return to St. Pete at sunset.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that the ferry is actually a nice, enjoyable ride. Like,
it's super reasonable as well. And you can take your bike on it. Yes.
Yeah. It's you could ride it just for the experience.
Yes.
It's just
absolutely.
All right. E-scooters. Would you use the stand-up or the sit-down VO scooters?
I've only used the stand-up, so I don't know. It seems like the sit-down would be easier when you're stopping. It seems like your feet would be closer to the ground for balancing.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a...
That's your answer. That's okay.
That's my answer. Yeah. I'm going to go with what I know.
You have to know about all the engineering and mechanics behind riding these.
And I have also only used the stand-up one, so like I have no idea.
You're super tall too, so.
Right, yeah. The race game. If you have to go to race game, or if you want to go to race game, use the Sunrunner or the free downtown Looper race trolley.
Well, I, as you know, I live in South Pasadena now.
Right.
I stayed on the Car Free St. Pete committee after I moved out here because, yay, Sunrunner stop, like two blocks from me. So it would be the Sunrunner for sure.
That's nice.
Get off at 13th.
Yeah.
All right. Exercise. Do you ride your bike or walk?
I walk. And I need to ride my bike more. I do have a bike, and I've ridden it one time this year so far. And it's always my goal. But I walk. I definitely walk for exercise.
Saturday morning market, bike or downtown Looper?
Again, I would... Oh, you're not giving me the option I would do.
What's the option you would do?
I don't have the Looper out here. I would Sunrunner and walk, but I could Sunrunner and bike because it's so easy to get the bike.
That's
on.
True. Yeah.
Yes.
If you were to go around exploring the murals, would you use the Lime E-Bar bike or the VO scooters?
I would probably use the scooters because I think they're easier to just hop on and off and get closer.
I like how I can say that. And if you live in St. Pete, you know what I'm talking about. But I don't know if there's a whole lot of cities where you could say, how would you explore the murals and people would automatically.
Right.
It's like every year there are more too.
Yeah, there's so many. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And a lot of them are accessible by the Pinellas Trail. So you can absolutely ride the scooter or the e-bike on Pinellas Trail and then hop off like on the side streets
Yes.
to see them, which
That's
is,
another thing. I want to bike more on the trail because
yeah,
it comes
it
about
does.
less than a
Yeah.
mile from me, and I
Yeah.
have worked on it, but I haven't ridden on it. So.
When I used to run a lot, I would run on the trail, and I have gone to Pasadena and back on the trail.
When you have time, let me know.
Yes, will do.
No, you can't from where you are. I thought I saw that there was a trolley mural tour coming. Like, is that true?
Yeah, there is one.
In
Yeah,
the
that
works
is one.
or in
Yeah.
the
It is here. Like they are doing them. It's is it Star Trolley, I believe. I
I
think
would believe
Star
that.
Trolley is doing mural tours. Yeah.
There are a number of them. Walking craft, Florida Craft Art used to do walking mural tours.
That
There
was the
were there
official.
Segway ones
Yeah, I
and
think that's the official one, is the one that the Art Loft. Yeah.
it's very cool. I used to just take pictures of murals every time I would walk in downtown St. Pete. And there was just always a new one. And you have to down the alleys. It doesn't matter. It's not just the main roads. Like anywhere there's opportunity.
Yeah. Next one. If you have friends or family visiting, would you take them on the downtown looper or would you take them on the Cross Bay Ferry?
Oh, ooh. My family or my parents are actually supposed to be coming in July, and I want to take them on the Looper, honestly, because I just think it's cool when, because I have been on it where the driver actually points out like
Yeah.
points of interest, and it's such a great. I used to take it when I lived downtown to doctor's appointments because it was also, it still is downtown. It's still hitting all the, God, what, 15 stops? So,
Yeah.
but I think it's really great to see a lot more of the city when you don't want to get out and drive and park and so.
That's true. Yeah.
So I like, I don't know, I would do that.
Art Walk. Have you been to the Art Walk? And would you prefer to walk the Art Walk or ride a VO? What is your preferred way of getting around or
Second
on?
Saturday Art Walk? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Saturday Art
I
Walk.
have been to Second Saturday Art Walk. Thankfully, I was able to do it the first time I did it when they would do the trolleys around to the
Yeah.
different
Yeah.
districts. And that was really helpful. But since then, again, I'm out here. I'm messing up your would you rather questions
No,
by not
you're
living
doing
downtown.
fine. No, you're doing fine.
But
Angry.
I tend to like to go at the art walk into areas where you can park once and then see a whole lot of different galleries. And I love like the Warehouse Arts District is great, I think, for
Yeah.
that, because you can really get to a lot of places without, and that would be great for because in that area they do have the VO, they have the scooters. So
Yeah.
if I did that, I would scooter.
Bicycle loading on the bus. You kind of answered this question previously, but it's worded differently. Do you prefer the traditional buses on the front or the Sunrunner inside the bus?
The Sunrunner inside the bus.
Yeah,
So
it's really
easy.
easy. Yeah.
Who would say on the front of the bus? That's
I don't know. I've never, I avoided, I never did it on the front of any bus because it was just
it
so.
always stresses me out.
Yes.
Even like watching someone do it stresses me out.
Yeah, watching someone do it stresses me out too.
The first, it was so cool. I was volunteering, Dom, with you at Wheels and Reels. What was the in the park in the downtown Williams
Williams Park, yeah.
when they that was before the Sunrunner activated, and they had a Sunrunner there, and they had bikes, and you could go on, and they would show you and help you, so you knew before you ever rode the Sunrunner how those lifts work. And that was so helpful, because then I didn't have any concern. And I see a lot of people. You can tell people are used to it now.
Yeah, well, I
Ride
love
the
the
bus.
innovation. That's a St. Pete invention. That
Yeah, I know. I heard that. That's really cool.
All right. That concludes our Would You Rather session. You win. You
I
got.
made it.
You did.
No, if you know me, I don't keep score. So,
Neither do we. It's fine.
but I made it. Okay,
You
good.
did. You made it. You made it to the actual. So the first question I have for you, I wanted to ask about what made you want to join Carfree St. Pete?
What made me want to join the Carfree St. Pete committee is I had moved to St. Pete at the end of 2019. And then, if you recall, I got all mo like moved in, and then the pandemic sh just stopped. And I when I thought I would be learning my new city, a lot of my city was not open. And when the Carfree St. Pete committee came available, like when they were accepting applications, I had walked all around, because that's really all I could do. I work from home. So I thought that would be really cool to get more involved in my city. And also, I don't drive because I am visually impaired. I look like a normal person, but I don't see like a normal person. So the idea of car-free options, because that's the life I live, was very interesting to me, and to not only to learn, but to also promote in my new city. I actually thought in the long run I would settle in St. Pete. I ended up settling in South Pasadena, which some people call West St. Pete. It's
Are you kidding? Because
just on the other side.
I was gonna say West St. Pete earlier when I when
Yeah. So,
you West St. Pete people, we love our West St. Pete people too, but
it's not too bad. It's close enough. So, but anyway, so I was just grateful. And a lot of our meetings the first year, I think all of our meetings the first year possibly were through Zoom, because of the it was still kind of pandemic-y, and we were still concerned, we were being careful, and but we were still doing initiatives and getting to know, what was happening. And I can't believe it's been 3 years now of all kinds of initiatives, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about the city and the options. And I like when someone might ask me a question about the area, because I feel that I can answer those questions with background and experience. And same.
You spoke about initiatives that you were a part of. What were some of the initiatives that you took part in as part of the Godfrey St. Pete Committee?
So anytime Nicole says, "I need someone to work the booth," I need someone at the table, at tabling, or I'm usually one who's very willing to greet the public, which is kind of funny because I consider myself pretty introverted. I have no problem being by myself. But those are great opportunities for me to get out and socialize. And but yeah, all of the Halloween on Central events were super fun. The Roser Park, I think, Dom, you were kind of, and I table there at the market, Localtopia. This year, I've helped Nicole with the meeting minutes, publishing the meeting minutes, in my final hurrah. But I love that we have the Car Free St. Pete supporters group, which I will remain in. And there are volunteer opportunities within that as well. So I'm definitely going to stay connected to it. And I did my helmet fitting certification class in
Oh,
December.
that's great.
Yes, in December.
Are you
So
going to be volunteering at the downtown bike ride?
which one?
Oh, I think we just got an email today. We'll talk about
Oh, we
it
did?
later.
Oh, okay. Is that the 30th? The one on the third. No, see, I can't.
Down bike
It's
ride.
the work shift location time. Unfortunately, yeah, sometimes one day I'm gonna retire. That's all I can say.
We'll talk more about that at downtown St. Pete bike ride at the end of the show.
Perfect.
Donna, you mentioned earlier your vision impairment. Can you talk a little bit about why you are completely car-free?
Yes. So I, well, at a high level, I was born with an optic nerve that didn't fully develop. So I did drive with restrictions through my adult life. And then in my late 40s, I just decided I don't want to do it anymore. Gave my car to my niece, who was happy to have it because she was in college. And decided to get familiar with public transit in wherever I lived, which I've lived car free now in Minneapolis, in very South Seattle, which is we were talking about before the recording started, and St. Petersburg, and now South Pasadena. And I think one thing I realize is if you don't have to use public transit, you just kind of take for granted that it's there and that it works. And how to use it. Because I run into that a lot in conversations, even people, in my building who can get in a car and drive somewhere. They don't realize that sometimes that's more difficult to get to certain locations, but also that there are more, what do they call it, to more ways to shake a stick at. What's the phrase?
Oh,
There
I
isn't
mean,
there a phrase.
it's a terrible.
I don't want to
Yeah,
skin the cat because
I was
dogs
just going
can't.
to say that it's a terrible one.
I don't say that anyway, but I choose now to be car free St. Pete because I choose to not be a risk on the roads, and I'm grateful. I have wonderful friends who will also offer rides. I'm all for carpooling. We say we have car free in the title, but it's alternatives, promoting alternatives, and ride sharing gets cars off the road as well. So I do use Lyft and Uber on occasion, but I noticed more recently they offer the ride sharing, like share, which I always opt for, it was very prominent in Seattle. I used it a lot in Seattle. But it's not in all the markets. So it looks like maybe it's coming here now, which is great.
Yeah, I think it's new here, which is which really means that you can select the car, the ride share, and you'll pay less, but your chances of getting a person to share your ride with are pretty low. So
I share
might as
when
well.
I did it in Seattle, the car would be full. was crazy.
that too, yeah.
Yeah, I lived in Chicago before moving to St. Pete, and whenever I would use it in Chicago in 2016 or 17, the car would be full.
Yeah, and sometimes it's multiple people would get off and on again
Yeah.
while you're still going.
If you are on like a longer ride, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's great. I mean, it reduces
It does, yeah.
traffic, so.
It
Johnny,
does.
you answered some of this, like when you explained like why you are completely car free, but as someone who is car free, can you put a finer point on how do you get around our community?
I do walk a lot. I was telling Dom before we started recording that 2 weekends ago, I was meeting friends in Gulfport, and I live in South Pasadena, and I looked on the map and decided I can walk 3 miles. I put on a podcast and it was a lovely hour walk. So, and I got a ride back with someone who was heading out of Gulfport. So, but I do walk a lot. I do take the Sunrunner. I would take the trolley when it came to South Pasadena. Now it does not, but I do take the Sunrunner anytime I'm going into St. Pete. I look for the Sunrunner first. The Google Maps and the Transit app I find very useful. I love the Sunrunner telling me when the next bus is arriving. I want all of the stops to have that. And I need to bike more. I need to bike more. Maybe one day I will be. That I can fit my helmet right.
I also love walking, and I was looking because now I'm splitting my time between Chicago and here. I was looking at how much I walk in Chicago versus how much I walk here. And it's because I take public transit in Chicago much more. I just walk much more because I'm just walking to a bus stop or a train station. And then I'm walking up the steps or down the steps, or sometimes I just decide that it's a 10-minute walk instead of taking a bus for two stops. Then I just walk those 10 minutes. Right, or
Exactly.
half an hour walk where I would just decide to do a half an hour walk instead of doing the train for one or two stops or doing the bus for five stops. So it like the transit infrastructure really supports a healthy living in a way too, or like it's
It really does, because it's you forget that you have to get to, well, and that was what I was talking about earlier. You have to get to and from whatever transit is. It's allowing the mobility, the motion, the motion with your body in between. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I mean, that's part of why I ended up taking the longer walk a few weekends ago, because the first thing I try to always do is say, how can I get there by transit? And sometimes when it says the total time is this, but your walking is still this, then I think, well, can I just walk all of it? Like you were saying. And I'm thankful I can, because not everyone has that. There are some mobility challenges out there. So while I can, I feel like where I'm located within a mile in many directions, I can walk into St. Pete Beach, I can walk to Central Avenue, and across South Pasadena, there's a shopping plaza. So I've been lucky with some, relocating and changing doctors, and I've been able to make it work again, though, with the Sunrunner. I mean, it was the Sunrunner that allowed me to open up my search and consider this building, because I liked this building, and then I overlaid the Sunrunner stops.
That's pretty
Because
smart.
it wasn't active yet, but in our committee, we were so, it was so part of our discussion. And, I volunteered on the opening day at the station closest to where I lived in St. Pete for questions. And, so when I realized there was a Sunrunner stop at this intersection near my unit, it allowed me to have a home where I never thought I could. So, and I'm very grateful for it. And I take it in both directions. It's not just into St. Pete. I probably take it into St. Pete more. I still volunteer in St. Pete and I take the Sunrunner there to do it. So.
You said something earlier that I kind of wanted to reiterate. You said, can I use transit first? So the first thing I ask myself is, how can I use transit? And I think that's a good question that everyone can use, right? Even if you're, other choice riders can use, right? If you have a car, right, you first ask yourself, well, how can I use transit, right? You sort of create a hierarchy, right? Okay. How can I use transit, right? How can I get there without the use of my car? And then if as a last resort, if you have a car, you can use the car or call an Uber, right? And I think that sort of way of thinking is really positive, right? And I think that the behavior, I think oftentimes in the country is the opposite, right? Like it's always like you just go straight to your car if you have a car, But I think
Well,
that's
it's
the first
easy.
thing to
I
ask.
mean,
Anybody can do.
it's point to point. It's easy. You don't have to think about the timing of transit. It's a compromise, but it's still an option.
And I think to that point, I think in the US, like all the cities are built car centric, and that's why driving is easy. Like as someone who lived in Mumbai, you did not take your car everywhere, right? You did walk or you did take transit because it was easier to take transit than to sit in your car in traffic forever, or like to find a parking because like parking is not subsidized or it's not something that you always have available. So it's like because like our cities are built in a car centric way, driving is like kind of like the most easiest way. Whereas like if the transit was more omnipresent, like people would choose transit as well.
Well, I hear it now. People started to complain. Like, I never go down because there's no parking. It's like, well, you have options. You actually have options. You can get there ways and not have to deal with parking at all. We have a lot of options. We have the PSD, we have the Sunrunner, we have the VO bikes, I'm sorry, the Lime bikes and the VO scooters. And we do have, as a last resort, we have the Uber and the and Lyft, all of which do not require you to deal with parking at all.
And you have the PSTA pass on
Right.
where you live for hub, like discounts going to certain hubs around the city as well.
We wait. T can you? We do. Can you tell us more? Can you talk more about that? On.
There's a map.
For the listeners, for the listeners.
Just for
Yes.
the I mean, Bob had on one of our committee calls, Bob, I had asked Bob about that, and he said it was just a standard. Like you don't have to ask for it. So I would assume it would show on your app if you have the Lyft app. Each month, I just get a notice that says your new PSTA pass is available, or but they have a map of certain intersections or hubs around this area, not just St. Pete, around this area. And if you are going to one of those, there's an automatic discount applied to the PSTA. And I think it's more for, I don't, what would you call it, Sumitra? Like through Put
Like it's
not throughput,
for like
but
a through fare.
transfer areas. Like the obviously the Grand Central is one of the
Terminal, yeah. I
addresses
mean,
where if
yeah.
you if I was going to take a lift to there and then get on the Looper, I would get a discount on my lift fare because that is one of the addresses that it recognizes.
Oh, and this is all
Yeah.
within the Lyft app. It automatically recognizes.
Supposedly it's in, I thought Bob said it was in the Uber app too, but I don't, it's not as prominently
Of course, yeah.
branded if it is there, but I do very clearly see it in the Lyft app.
It's something you have to sign up for. The Lyft will, if you're using the Lyft app, it will recognize if you're going to like the Grand Central hub.
That's what he, yes, he said it wasn't something that you have to
Oh, that's great.
request. Yeah. Which is cool.
Wow. Well, we all learned something today. And by we, I did.
I need one in downtown Gulfports, and
Yeah.
they're not always where you want them to be, but they are there, and you can zoom in on the map and see where the different addresses are, or the intersections are.
I have one last question for you, Donna.
Yeah.
What is one way that going car-free in St. Pete can be made easier for you as a person with disabilities? You mentioned earlier that you have a vision impairment, right?
Oh, one way? Come on. That's not right.
Minimum, right?
Minimum way. One of them is for transit information to be accurate. And that includes in Google Maps because guess what? If I'm standing on one side of the street, I can't see the sign for the bus stop on the other side. I can't see where it is. That's part of my disability. So presenting accurate information on times and markers, I guess, for lack of a better word, I think is for me something that's important. I do use, if anyone, again, for the listeners, I do use the text app, or not app, the texting for the stop number. I've used it at multiple stops. I've gone to doctor's appointments and taken the bus. And if you're not at a Sunrunner stop, you don't really know, but you can get real time a response that will say in this many minutes. So that's good.
And
But I think they had a little.
there's usually like a little sign posted at the stop
Yes.
you can
Yes.
check.
If you look on the site, it tells you the stop number and the phrasing that you include. I think it's like PSTA and then maybe the number, but it tells you what, where to text and how to format it, and then you'll get a reply. And text message rates apply. So,
So as someone who has never used that service, I have a question for you.
okay.
Is that more accurate than what's in the transit apps?
That's a
I
good question.
just use the app. I just, you know, Google will tell you when the next bus is
Yeah.
coming.
That's
Or
true.
the transit app also tells you when the next bus is coming. Yeah.
That is true.
But
I
is
was
the
just
transit app?
standing there thinking, why don't I text? I was probably just texting already, knowing me. And then I said, well, look at this. I could just text the PSTA and get my time. But that is another option. If you, for whatever reason, if you don't, if the map is not pulling up, or I have on rare occasions, there has been kind of a quirky, I think they might have worked out this quirky recent glitch where the times were not representing properly. Like I got to a Sunrunner stop and it said the next bus will be here in 35 minutes. And I'm like, I just want to go home. I finished volunteering. I'm like, really? But I pulled up the transit app and I could watch the bus. And I'm like, there's no way that bus is going to take 35 minutes. So I just watched the Sunrunner until it got to my stop on Fifth Street. And
Well,
so there, all of the resources are helpful in, and now I saw something online where they said it's fit, like that it was some quirky thing that day.
Yeah, it's important. We forget how important those resources are
Yeah.
because they're in place because we have a diverse population. So there are
Yes.
people that might not have a smartphone, for example, or
Right.
there are people with disabilities that have different needs. And so
Right.
it's interesting that you brought that up, right? Because
Yeah.
that's something we kind of, don't think about often.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right. And the fact that it knows where the buses are.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
was very grateful when I actually saw it coming towards the stop, because I was proud of myself that I solved my problem.
Also, sometimes what happens is when you look at it on Google, it tells you the options that it considers your walking time to the transit place, and then it shows you what's available, whereas it doesn't understand that you're already at the station.
Right.
So like, I look at the Google Maps transit app and text just in case to
Yes.
make sure that
Just cover
like
all bases. You know what? One thing that I think, again, and not necessarily for my disability, but for someone like my mom can't walk as the distances that she used to or would like to. And one thing I've noticed is a transfer from the Sunrunner to a Looper would be cool, but I don't always notice that, like, let's say I want to go to the Dolly. It should that would be cool if it could connect those two. And shame on me if I co go and do this tomorrow and it actually does. But I feel like because I'm so familiar with the Looper and it stops, and I know there are places that I have wanted to go downtown from South Pasadena where I thought it would say, here's where you can exit and walk even a block and then pick up the Looper, which is also every 15 minutes.
Yeah, something like 15.
So, but for someone who can't walk as much, I think that would be, as a from a disability standpoint, I think that would be a great, reliable solution.
Yeah, and it really makes you think about how important the PSTA and transit agencies and all of these services are for people with disabilities, right? It's not,
Absolutely.
it's something that I think when people talk about transit, and they, I literally heard somebody say, "Oh, I have a car, my car is air conditioned, And it's like, well, but not everybody can do that, not everybody can have that convenience. And so it's really important that we have PSTA and the auxiliary services like the Looper and stuff in place so that you it makes things accessible to people that don't that have people with persons with disabilities who may not be able to otherwise get around it easily.
Right, exactly.
And if you don't want to use transit, you don't have to, right?
Right.
But it
Not a
doesn't.
requirement.
But for those of us who want to, like, we really love using it.
Absolutely. Well, and also, I mean, I am in a building, a high-rise building, and I love that the residents are getting more used to that because they now will take the Sunrunner to the Rays game. And you know what? They get to have a good time with adult
Yeah,
beverages and they don't
right.
have to worry about being on the road. It's not, I mean, people who like me who can't see to drive, It's so useful. People who, for medical reasons, are asked not to drive if they've had seizures or passed out, or people who have mobility issues. My next door neighbor broke his kneecap and he couldn't drive for quite a while. There's so many reasons that you may not have a car, that you would choose a car-free lifestyle. So, and I love that the options in St. Pete also offer visitors a really cool experience, a varied experience to see more of the city without driving around the city.
For sure, yeah.
For those of you just tuning in, we're with Donna O'Quinn, who's been on Car Free St. Pete, and Car Free St. Pete committee for 3 years.
Yes.
And we were just talking about how she uses the PSTA. This is a point, I think, good point where we can talk about an event that's coming up, Sumitra,
Yes.
the downtown bike ride. January 30th, correct?
It's happening on January 30th. The starting point is the Green Bench Brewery, or Green Bench Brewing Company, which is on Baum Avenue downtown. We are going to have a booth set up for those who want to come and do their helmet fittings. We are going to have a certified person who knows how to fit your helmet perfectly to ride a bike. So please join us. More information about this will be on our website. And we should also talk about another important thing, which is the Car Free St. Pete Committee application is
Oh, that's,
live
I definitely forgot.
on our website as well. So please go and check out our website, check out our Instagram. We are Car Free St. Pete on all socials.
And we have two seats on the Car Free St. Pete committee, I believe, right? That are
Yeah,
open.
right.
And so you, of course, like Donna mentioned, you can participate in Car Free St. Pete and not be a committee member by following us on social media and staying in touch. But being on the Car Free St. Pete committee means that you take a more active role in the community, that you help us advocate for alternative modes of transportation for the people of St. Pete. And it's fun. You know, I think we're a good group, and
Yeah.
I love this Car Free conversations that I do with Sumitra.
Yeah.
And it's rewarding. So if you're interested, definitely check out. Definitely find that application and tell us about yourself.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Car Free Conversations.
Please follow us on social media. We are Car Free St. Pete on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Car Free Conversations.
Please follow us on social media. We are Car Free St. Pete on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter.